We got to deal with FEMA.
We're going to call the Tannehill County Planning Zone regular meeting Monday, October the 19th to order. Bob, would you establish a quorum, please?
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill is not here. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton's not here. George Kramer
is here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay, I'd like to welcome you to the October 19th, 2015 Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon a single Division 3 permit application that was presented during the October 13th, 2015 public hearing. The Planning Commission will also hear three new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, November 9th, 2015 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project should be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll do the minutes. Everybody read the minutes? Anybody want to change anything in the minutes? Somebody want to approve them?
I make a motion to approve them.
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now we're going to go to the final votes.
Okay, and the staff recommendations on this, if the Tannehill County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2015-19, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code. Second, a compliance letter from the Pro Tem Rural Fire District, if applicable. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials related to the operation of Elise's Color Me Sassy Hair Salon. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Tannehill County Recorder's Office within 120 days of the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions for her? No? Somebody want to make a motion to approve
motion
it?
To approve.
Second?
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Well, young lady, looks like you're in business. Branson View Camp, that's, we continued that to next month, didn't we?
Yes.
So the first one up would be Woodbridge Estates, Phase 2.
Okay. And I'll turn this over to the representative at this point. I've just put together a PowerPoint presentation just with some aerial photography in it. This is Phase 3 of Woodbridge Estates. Located at Jamie Court and Woodbridge Estates.
Phase 2 or Phase 3?
It's supposed to be 3. Yeah, Phase 3. I may have said 2.
I think it's 2.
Oh, is it 2? Okay.
I apologize. I don't think there's a Phase 3.
Okay. I apologize. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Davis at this point and allow him to explain what's proposed here.
Well, let's figure out where this is
okay.
at before we start.
Here's Lakeshore Drive. And then from Lakeshore, you're
South Fork right there.
Coming in on South Fork, yeah.
That's there by the utility building. Just up above it, turns to the right and go down there. Okay.
And
that's down in there behind Charlie Holman's. That is, ain't it?
I'm not sure which Charlie is. It's the Lakeshore Drive immediately opposite the Branson Landing, opposite.
Right across the lake.
Yeah. Here's it's a little hard to see, but here's the landing
Lakeshore.
Right here.
Yeah. Well, Charlie lives right there on the corner of Lakeshore.
Here's
South
Lakeshore.
Fork. It's about 700 feet off Lakeshore.
Oops, sorry, I'm going the wrong
and
way.
And I know this because I measured on the Taney County's GIS. I measured from the development to the landing itself. It was 1,100 feet from this phase two of the subdivision to the Branson Landing. And so I reckon the lake's about 400 feet wide. So my guess would be about 700 feet to Lakeshore.
Okay. We know where it's at now, so.
In this phase that you showed here that Bob has highlighted in yellow, there are currently no structures in there. It's just all vacant, but there are underground utilities. There's underground water. There are fire hydrants. There's underground electric and underground sewer. The Taney County Regional Sewer Line runs across on the uphill side through those yellow lots. What my client proposes doing, they would like to have this zoned for nightly rentals, that people could buy a home and build it on one of the lots, and the owner could come and stay there whenever they're in Branson, but that the owner would have the ability to rent it out as a nightly rental whenever they weren't in town. There are a number of features of this development that I think are helpful in terms of putting in nightly rentals, would be that it's so close to the Branson Landing, and then it has the fire hydrants, so we don't run into the same kind of fire safety issues that we occasionally encounter when people want to put in nightly rentals. There's the public water, so we don't run into, the same kind of issues when people want to put a nightly rental in an old house. You don't know if the well's been there 30 years or not. This is public water. Has underground electric. Has Taney County sewer, which I think is absolutely critical. I wouldn't want to see any kind of nightly rental or other commercial development, for that matter, that didn't have public sewer. So the public sewer is a great benefit. It has a...
How many nightly rentals, when this is completed, will be there?
Well, there are approximately 18 lots that are buildable. So assuming the developer sold off those 18 lots and each and every buyer put a nightly rental on there, then there would be a maximum of, say, 18. The buyers would not be required to have a nightly rental. They could just build an ordinary house and live in it themselves if they wanted. There's quite a...
I'm sorry, are any of your phase one units not nightly rentals?
Not that I'm aware of. This is somewhat unusual. The phase one that you see there at the bottom of this picture and phase two are accessed by completely different roads, so that you get into phase one from Mount Branson. And
I got a question. Phase one, none of those are nightly rentals, are they?
I don't think they are. Not at least if they are, I don't know about it. So when you're there on the site on Woodbridge and Jamie Court, you cannot actually, you're quite separated from the houses on phase one. There's dense woods and a ravine between the two, so you wouldn't even know when you're on Woodbridge and Jamie, you don't know that the phase one are there.
For clarification, help me figure this out, but it looks to me like the only access to that is through this other subdivision there to the other side. Is that correct? There's only one access?
That is correct.
All the lots in between are sold out, aren't they?
It looks like there's houses on most of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. There are existing built-out subdivisions to both the north and the south.
Your client owns all the lots except for the one that's outlined in blue.
He owns the blue one too.
Oh, okay.
But when Bob pulled it up on the GIS mapping system, whichever lot you pull up gets outlined in blue. So he owns.
Yeah.
So my understanding, for clarification, you're wanting to get this whole lot or the whole subdivision approved as Knight and Rema. The gentleman who's under the rental, we'll sell it. Idea
that if they want to make it a
nightly rental, it's okay. If they don't, then it's just theirs. But with the option of making it a nightly rental anytime they decide later in the future
if they choose to. That's correct. Just want the whole subdivision
of
the nightly rental. Yes, and then with the additional proviso that we're not going to have, I don't want someone to have put in a nightly rental there and have their own sewer in the backyard.
No.
We're going to make sure they've got the adequate fire protection and adequate sewer treatment. Mm-hmm. They've got to maintain the vegetative buffer still. You can't cut down all the trees.
Would you consider putting in its own entrance if that becomes an issue?
Well, yes.
That's the way you get to it.
We would have to buy an easement through another, through someone on the, a landowner on the east or the west to do that.
You don't have an easement to go into another.
No.
It's proper to do. It is kind of landlocked.
That's right. Yes, there's only...
How old is that subdivision, Bob?
I don't know exactly what year that was planted.
It's been planted for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I think it's got to be at least 15 years old.
I know that's when the phase
that lot
was done.
For that subdivision, south north fork.
I think that the phase two. I think I've got a copy of a plat from 2005, so phase one presumably went in before then.
Yeah. Houses built back there in the 80s, them upper ones.
Right.
Well, the sewer's on the north side of that phase right there, so you probably have to put in more sewer line.
That's right. There's underground sewer on both on the lots above Woodbridge and Jamie, and on the lots below Woodbridge and Jamie. It's not the Taney County line, but the sewer lines are already in the ground.
Okay,
so
they were already put in when the subdivision went in.
Yeah,
okay.
So what you could do, you could gravity down to a grinder pump for that would handle several houses and then pump it up to the Taney County line.
Okay. There's not a grinder pump now in place?
If there is, I don't know about it.
But probably wouldn't be since there's nobody. The residences there.
But both uphill from the road and down and below the road, the underground sewer lines are there.
Are the roads in that currently paved?
Yes. And the fire hydrants are in also.
You don't have any record of fire flow. You said they were adequate for fire protection, but you have to have at least a 6-inch line in there before it becomes adequate for fire protection.
And I don't know the dimension of the line. I know the fire hydrants, and they're connected to public water supply, but I don't know how big the line is.
Is that tank County water?
District 2. That would be a good place.
Fire site. If they got fire plugs on them, they got to be. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. A lot of them put flush hydrants in them
or
have in the past,
you
know.
Flush ones are usually a lot smaller.
It looks like a building on that end lot or something there. It's unusual.
Like a foundation.
I think there's a foundation, yeah.
Someone began to build a building, and there's
a
poured concrete foundation sitting there.
It looked kind of strange.
Mm-hmm. I looked at it, and I don't think there was ever anything on top of it. I think it was just a foundation that was started, and once the concrete got poured.
Yeah.
Really didn't matter. I'm just curious.
Say there's 18 lots that's buildable?
That was my calculation, yes.
So my only concern is that for traffic, because there's only one way in and one way out.
Yeah, that's a big concern to me.
And really that, in my opinion, that subdivision should never have been approved with two cul-de-sacs on each end. But that's that's after the fact.
It's been a long time since I've seen something like that. Yeah.
So
we've got 19 lots.
He said one of them may not be buildable.
I mean, I don't think it'd meet code now for like emergency vehicles and stuff getting in and out of there that we have in place now, which, I mean, that's under our jurisdiction, but you kind of watch for it.
Does the same owner, did he develop that top part?
No,
that's
a really, really old subdivision.
Yeah, the top part, that must have been there for 40 years at least, I think.
Sonato did that one.
They've built two or three houses there in the back in the last 10 years, probably.
What size are those lots? I mean, like the
lower tier,
approximately.
Most of the lots, they're approximately one-third of an acre. The very large one on the end is basically 1 acre.
Well, I guess that's taken off a grid map. It looks like it's averaging, on some of those lots, it's averaging about 35 foot of fall. On the length of the lot.
Well, you don't know what the contour is.
Well, so, but I mean, usually they do it in 10-foot increments.
Yeah, those are 10s, I think.
And I haven't been there since the road's been in, but I've been over that property because we put that sewer line in.
Yeah.
Back in.
But you're right. They are. Some of the lots are quite steep. You're right.
That don't mean nothing.
Now, that's Taney County, isn't it?
Yeah. They build on a lot steeper probably than that.
I'm good.
Okay. Anybody got any more questions?
I'm good.
Have you talked to any of the neighbors out there in the other subdivisions about your plan?
I have not. I don't know whether the owner has, but I haven't.
Yeah. I would say when this public hearing...
You were going to have a packed house.
That's
I promise you.
It typically does happen.
The room would be full just on kind of the road issue.
Yep.
There'll be a lot of people concerned about the road issue.
North one are county maintained and they're fairly narrow.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people be notified, all those down there. Their room will be full.
Yep.
It'd be good if you could get another.
A lot of them just want to come and find out what's going on.
It'd be good if they could get another, where that foundation is, to bring the road, you know, connect with the other road. Mm-hmm. Well, you'd have to have there's no access on the other property.
I'll check on that because it may be possible to purchase an easement. You see, there's that large field out there. Right. Actually, it's wooded, so obviously no one's using that space. It may be possible.
It's a long way, though, over to get. You're looking at probably a quarter mile road to get over to another road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other end's not feasible because of the
real steep incline.
Yeah. Not a very good place to build a road.
I will check on the buying an easement.
I can tell you that's what the people are going to say when they come to the public hearing. They're going to be concerned about the traffic in and out of the subdivision.
Yep.
And those roads up there, like South Fork, it's probably one of the wider roads, and it's not very wide.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, very good. Thanks so much for your time this evening. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Next month, the 9th, right, Bob?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thanks. 274 Foggy River Road, Reynolds.
Hello, my name is Valerie Whiteman, and I have 274 Foggy River Road. Do you have the papers, the copies from the permit and application that was submitted? Okay. This property was a log home was built in 1985 and has a history of nightly rentals, I believe, since then. There also is a second building there that is a three-car garage and guest quarters. So I'm proposing offering nightly rentals in those two buildings on the property. There is a concrete wall that's about 6 feet tall that completely encompasses the property and has a privacy gate for entry and is a somewhat very private area and very quiet. So,
Bob, where's this at?
Oh, this is...
Sorry?
Johnny Morris's
Johnny Morris.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Johnny Morris's.
And this is, I don't know why it didn't label it, but this is Foggy River Road off of Acacia Club. It kind of jumped, sorry.
Takes off at River Point and goes around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That probably gives you the best view of the back of it. It did come through the process previously, but it came through as a special use permit, so it's not transferable. Mm-hmm.
And we have county land on both sides of us now, and there are just two homes across the street, which were built after this property was built. So it's not a surprise to anyone in the area.
You say it's being used as one now?
No. Okay. No, we purchased it and have revamped it all, and we've converted... The original log home was a duplex, and we've converted it to a single dwelling, and then just have a small apartment in the garage, three-car garage.
Just for my own curiosity, how long have you had the property?
We bought it November of 2010, 6 months before the flood.
Is this a special use application?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
Right. Timing is everything. And of course, we've been through quite a learning process.
And, of course, as she indicated, the majority of the neighboring properties are basically the flood buyout properties. Mm-hmm. So the houses have been...
I don't know a lot of elevation difference down there. How'd that one escape?
Basically, they were able to show that that it wasn't substantially damaged. And part of it was actually the log construction.
Because it was a log home.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to us, those are very, very sturdy, we've learned. We've had a couple engineers check it out.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for her?
Are there any nightly rentals there in the immediate area there? Or, I know there's some on down the...
On down the street, there are some. Area, there are some. I don't know if they have gone through this permit process or anything. I don't know.
Bob, did you say it was a special use permit previously?
Yes. Yes.
Special use permit for?
It was for nightly rental as well.
It is a previous nightly rental, correct?
Yes.
How many occupants do you see there, maximum?
In the log home,
two.
But the whole property, probably six.
How many bedrooms is it?
There's really only two, one in the log home and one in the guest quarters. But there with fold-out sofas or whatever you could put. Yes. So there's a bedroom in each building.
So you're asking for six?
Are you putting a restriction on that per bedroom? I mean, what was
that?
It's under the max.
Yeah, it would basically allow for the six, two per bedroom, and then two for the structure.
Oh, okay. I was not sure of that, but.
When was this?
Okay.
How long has that house been there, Bob?
Since 85.
You know,
it's been there long. It's one of the first ones built down there.
It was built in 85.
Yeah.
What year?
85.
I knew it'd been there a long time.
And we have, public water, sewer were on Empire District for electricity. And it is in Riverside Estates, so that is the subdivision that I guess was formed after the place was built.
I don't know if that's part of Riverside Estates, but it shows lots, so it'd probably be in Riverside Estates.
Okay.
Just like Campbell's.
Well, Jim Stafford lived down through there somewhere, or did, at one point before he built his new house. Down below, over here somewhere. Anyway, enough about Jim Stafford. Everybody done?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Be the 9th of November. Martinio Vacation Rentals.
And this one's located at 615 State Highway P, right down here, south of Hollister.
Down Yogi Bear Road.
By Jellystone Park, yeah.
Yeah, really close to Jellystone Park. This is that Branson Canyon development here, and that's that Big Bear or that Jellystone Park.
You go slow that pointer down. I'm coming over.
Do you know I built that road?
Is that is that house going down the hill on 265? Or down P, I mean?
Right, downhill on the left.
On the left.
Mm-hmm. There's two houses down there, and that's about it. Down past the
Jerry Lowell was working on one down there. Is that?
That probably was. I got this listed 3 months ago. I'm Barbara Edwards from Keller Williams, by the way, and my seller lives in Virginia. And we've been trying to sell this house for 3 months, and we've had a few calls about people asking if it would be on the vacation rental program. And I said, well, I can find out. So that's why I'm here, to kind of represent her to see if it will qualify. And then we have two or three prospective, buyers that might be interested.
So this special use permit, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my understanding. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the way we've done these previously, we've had a few of these not too long ago, where we've essentially issued it to the buyer, more or less, because these are non-transferable.
I know. They may have to go back through it again, but that's their problem. I just got to see if it's going to pass the first time. I'm not going to be doing anything.
So you're seeking a special use permit for the owner of
the record. Owner, right. She's getting
and
it qualified.
Whether or not it's going to get transferred is not an
right.
Issue.
It may sell, and it may sell for a residence, still. I mean, we're trying to sell it for a home.
You just want the option to list
it. We want the
option,
right, because we want to know that it will be approved.
So we do. We want to make this transferable.
Oh, yes, if we could, that'd be great.
Okay.
But I didn't know there was a way.
The
way
that's
what I thought. The way I read
it
it's not. They'll have to do it again.
She can serve as her representative, but it make it to a specific applicant that you can serve as a representative.
Right. I'm just representing the owner right now, and we're trying to sell it. So it's kind of the first process. We have to do this first, I figured.
And then if it don't work, we get our money back, right?
We don't. We don't. Somebody's going to have to do it again.
Well, that's kind of like what,
if it does work, do we get a commission?
We are the commission.
You are the commission.
I forgot. The guy, the trailer house guy, been here a couple of months.
Dennis Mayland.
Yeah, Dennis. It was kind of like what he did. He was selling it, but he had it.
Yeah.
He was the agent.
Yeah, it's not unusual.
Yeah. Yeah. For the new owner.
Anyway, about the property, it's a beautiful home down a little lane. It's on 1.59 acres, and it sits up above the lake, and it has two decks, and it has a beautiful view of the lake. It's been totally revamped, and like you said, I think you know who revamped it, I guess. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath with a three-car garage and lots of places for parking. And so since two or three people had asked, I thought, well, I better find out because I think it would be ideal. And I talked to Scott at the sewer department today, and he said, I know that house. That would be nice for a nightly rental. So...
That don't have sewer out there, I presume.
No, it's on septic.
So it's on septic.
Right.
That would have to
qualify. Yeah, he said he would come out next week and check that out. And then it's just, regular electric, and I think, everything else should pass. I don't know. I'll go through the process and have everybody come out, fire department or whatever you need. So I'm just here to represent Patty to see if we can get this started, see if it will work. You can see there's no near neighbors at all except that one, and it's an empty house that's also listed with Keller Williams. It's been there for a couple of years, and it's going to need a lot of work before somebody moves in that one. So when you send the letter out, I'm hoping there's not very many complaints on this one.
Bob, I got a question. Just down from that across the road, that come through P&Z.
Condos.
Those condos, what did it come?
Branson Canyon.
Right here, Branson Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that.
It was actually approved. It allows for nightly rental.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we approved it, right?
Yes.
It's compatible.
Okay. I know something across there comes.
Well, there's one of them we didn't. They were wanting more lots or something, wasn't they? We didn't approve that on that deal there. But definitely that's what you're thinking.
Well, that may have been. I think what they were seeking was something that wasn't even built yet.
They were wanting a lot to add more lots to that.
Oh.
Back there 6 to 8 months ago when we didn't approve it because they didn't have the ones they got now built, so we didn't approve any more.
I'm good.
Anybody else?
Good.
See you November the 9th.
Okay, got to get it in the paper and get rolling here. It was Scott. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did that Branson Canyon.
Campground zip lines, he going to be on next month?
Yeah, he'll be on next month's public hearing.
Ms. Davis, Law Office and Residence, will be on next month.
And then he'll be on next month's concept hearing. So on the Davis Law, he'll just be having his concept hearing.
Next
on,
month.
Yeah, on November the 2nd, Monday.
The 9th.
The 16th.
Oh, the 2nd Monday, yeah.
Yeah, but then that Branson View, they've had their concept hearing. But he wasn't able to make it to the public hearing. So, yeah, his public hearing will be November 9th.
Yeah.
We might ought to pay particular attention to that sewer on that thing. That's the way it's finished.
Yeah.
She probably
worked for Kirky.
That's Scott's deal. Check it out. It looks like it needs help.
I'll sure give him a copy of that, too.
Good enough.
She left her. Have we got a phone number on her, Bob?
Huh?
You got a phone number on that lady?
Somebody left her purse. Say it was the first one.
Well, I thought it would be, but she surely would have got her car left. Maybe she's talking on the phone.
Well, there's several of us here, Bonita. Do you want to look in there and find her name and phone number?
Yeah. No, she wouldn't be on this application.
We'll be a witness that...
Yeah.
We'll be a witness that you didn't take all of her makeup.
Bonita wouldn't take her makeup. Bonita doesn't need
makeup. Thank you.
Bonita
said she'd watch you do it, Steve.
That's the reason I said
that. People play in the makeup. Are we still on the record?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
I quit. This is interesting.
I second that. We're done, aren't we?